Invitation is Cherry Walker, Terry, last name Walker. Date of service is 1/22/13, date of birth is 6/1/43. Subjective. The patient presents today to establish care as his previous provider no longer able to see him. He's otherwise doing well. On review of systems, he reports no fevers, chills, visual changes, sore throat. He does have chronic pain in multiple joints. He reports no nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath, no chest pains. Patient's medical history is significant for the following. New paragraph, hyperlipidemia, renal failure, reflux, iron deficiency, chronic pain, chronic nausea, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, COPD. New paragraph, social history, patient continues to smoke. Patient quit smoking a few months ago. He's currently living with a girlfriend that he has known for several years. New line, medication list, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams once a day, calcitrol, 0.25 micrograms once a day, Nexium, 40 milligrams on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Ferrous sulfate, 5 grams once daily. Morphine sulfate, instant release, 15 milligrams, 4 times a day. Reglan, 5 milligrams as needed for nausea. Equate, Actos, 15 milligrams once a day. Benazepril / hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5 twice a day. Verapamil ER, 240 milligrams once a day. Diovan, 160 milligrams once a day. Finasteride, 5 milligrams once a day. And terazosin, 5 milligrams at bedtime. He also takes inhalers, but does not have his inhaler name with him. He thinks it's possibly Spiriva. New paragraph, objective, weight of 172 pounds, height of 5 feet 7 inches, BP 120 over 70, the pulse of 96, respiration 18, temperature 98. General, the patient appears to be in no acute distress. He has a slightly unstable gait and uses a walker. He has a leg brace on his left the lower extremity. TMs are intact. There's no rhinorrhea, no tongue erythema. The chest has some mild coarseness through the left base. No wheezing. No cervical lymphadenopathy. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. GU exam was deferred. He has full range of motion in the knee. Joints bilaterally. He's able to abduct his upper extremities fully. His strength is about 4 over 5 to the upper extremities. Pulses are palpable. He does have point tenderness along the shoulders, lower lumbar area, hip joint. New line assessment plan number 1, kidney failure, currently being followed by nephrology on multiple medications. For this, it's felt that if we improve his glycemic control, we'll have improvement in his renal status. He's not a candidate yet for dialysis. On his comprehensive metabolic panel, he had a potassium of 6.0, glucose of 133, BUN of 34, and creatinine of 1.78. The rest of his electrolytes were otherwise within normal range. Number 2, chronic pain syndrome, currently on morphine sulfate, IR, 15 milligrams, 4 times a day. He still has medications left until the end of the month. Number 3, hypertension, continue benazepril / hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5 twice daily, and verapamil ER, 240 milligrams once a day. New line GERD, continue Nexium, 40 milligrams once a day. With Reglan 5 milligrams is needed for nausea. New line, hypertension, continued Diovan 160 milligrams once a day, as well as the other medications. New line, COPD, continued Spiriva, new line. Benign prosthetic hypertrophy, has a urologist, continue finasteride 5 milligrams once a day and tirzosin 5 milligrams at bedtime. We'll see this patient back in about 2 weeks' time. New line, type 2 diabetes. Patient has been off his Actos for about 2 months' time. And we'll resume this for him at 15 milligrams once a day. His A1C is actually very good and is at 6.4. His lipid panel was also in good range with a total of 118 and an LDL of 55. End of equation.